hunting dogs, for example, or a team or something is very good.
You can hear that expression made quite a bit. That is a real team, a real pal, when you're with out with Satan people.
All right, now then, they ask for exclamations of indignation, and they want levels of emphasis. And they give here one that's very strong and that I think you don't use. Can you tell me some variations down that just maybe all the way from complete surprise just to a little bit surprised? They put here, damn it, and I think you don't use this. I would like to know if you, if there are some other expressions that you use, not this strong, that indicate surprise or disapproval or some such thing. If you've been trying to fix this machine and it just keeps something keeps happening, what might you say?
Well, I'd say it don't work, and it's got me fretted somehow or another. It doesn't come to my mind, and I'm awful fretted. I got to walk off and do a little thinking and get myself.
You don't have one word that you just might.
This has got me skunked, and walk off and leave.
All right. What about expressions that are peculiar to women? Would you ever use sake? Oh, for
your sake?
Oh, for goodness sake?
Oh, for goodness sake, and things like that.
Would you ever use that, or does that sound like something maybe the woman would use?
Well, I have heard them use it, but I don't.
You would never.
I don't think it would be very appropriate.
All right. What about this? Have you ever heard, and I'm not sure whether this has reference to the deity or not, for the lamb's sake, for heaven's sake. For heaven's sake certainly does.
You've heard that, and it would be for the, you studied that in reading in the scripture, it says for the sake of the lamb, which means God.
Mm. What about my goodness?
Well, that's a very word that's used very often. People saying things and somebody turn around, my goodness, did he do that? My goodness, ain't you going to do this?
All right. Any other expressions like that that you can think of? Faint surprise or something? You ever hear anybody say land sakes?
Yeah, well, they said land sakes alive. When did that happen? Land sakes alive, yeah.
What about if you're impatient with somebody or something? Shucks.
Yeah, I've heard that often.
Don't ever say that.
No, I know. I'm trying to be careful about such that. If I can't walk off, I just sit there and don't say nothing.
Don't say.
If I can walk off, I walk off.
All right. And if you're sitting, waiting, trying to figure out something about maybe a piece of machinery, you might say, well, I'm just sitting here waiting for an...
something to come to my mind. Just waiting for something to come to my mind.
Because
you're going to agitate, you got to wait. And then when you see something, whenever you see me do that, she... I've got an idea now.
All right, and would you ever use that as an exclamation? If somebody says something, and would you ever say, the idea? No.
No, I wouldn't
ever say that. All right, how would you ask a close friend how they're feeling?
A close friend, how he's feeling? I'd say, well, if I knew he'd been sick, I'd say, well, you seemingly better today, and don't you feel better? You're looking better.
All right, and to a stranger, this type of thing.
Well, I'd say, I don't know. How would you be feeling today? I wouldn't go ahead and tell him because I wouldn't, if he's a stranger, I wouldn't know how he'd been looking.
All right. And if someone has been to see you and you want